self-compelled to exercise my right of reply, to reply to the intervention of the two colleagues, permanent representative of the USA and permanent representative of the United Kingdom. They both mentioned my country, Syria. Please take into account the fact that I don't describe them as representatives of the regime the same way they describe us. Mr. Chair, what we heard from the two representatives is a continuation of the demonizing campaign, systematic demonizing campaign of the US and UK since 2011 against my country inside the halls of the United Nations. The content of their statements amounts to allegations marketed by these countries without any foundation, without any material evidence or result of robust investigation. They amount to mere pretexts in order to launch military campaigns against a sovereign country, which is a violation of the UN Charter and international law. Such campaigns have preceded any honest and credible investigation to substantiate such allegations. And the objective is to exert pressure so that such investigations would move away from the professional track and to adopt the versions marketed by these countries. We have seen such a scenario after what happened in Khan Shaykhun last year, when the US and its allies have stirred a media campaign and launched a military attack on a military base in Syria under the pretext of such an attack before any honest and objective investigation. And the same thing is happening now through the alleged use of chemical weapons in Douma. The United States have launched a military attack on the Syrian territory in cooperation with its partners, and it has also spread lies regarding the alleged use of chemical weapons. One day prior to the this happened one day prior to the arrival of the fact-finding mission of the OPCW, which was invited by my country to verify in an objective and neutral and impartial way what happened. The question is the following: why did the three countries that launched the military attack on Syria, why did they launch their attack prior to the investigation? Why didn't they wait for the results of the investigation? Were they frank and honest about the verification of such allegations? Another question: what is the legal reference and background on which these countries are based? They allow themselves to launch allegations and accusations and issue judgments and decisions without taking into account the UN Charter, international law, or relevant treaties, especially that these countries always repeat that they are respecting such international commitments. What is the ethical and legal background that allows these countries to talk about such uses without respecting the provisions of relevant treaties and international law? Speaking about maintaining the non-proliferation regime is not in compliance with the behavior of these two countries that have violated their own legal commitments by namely, when it comes to the resolution of 1995 regarding a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East and a zone free of all weapons of mass destruction. These two countries also have prevented the holding or prevented the 2015 review conference from adopting the final document in a way to protect Israel. Many speakers in this hall have repeated yesterday and today that the main threat to international peace and stability in the Middle East is the fact that Israel is the only country in the region that owns arsenals of weapons of mass destruction, and Israel refuses to accede to all relevant treaties pertaining to WMD. Israel also refuses the establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East. And everyone knows that Israel's refusal, I will conclude, everyone knows that Israel's refusal to accede to the NPT that we are reviewing here today is the reason that is preventing the universality of this treaty. Also, Israel refuses to have its facilities under the Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement of the IAEA, which threatens the system of non-proliferation at the international level. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of the Syrian Arab Republic for